Salam sa viewers, the Bright TV. I'm Christina Madi. Today's topic has been wonderful. The Lord has moved in this marvelous way. Today, the pastor gave a sermon, a very hard journey of salvation by assumption. We bless the Lord because that sermon really touched me. The Lord really moved in marvelous way. It means that my salvation should be confirmed. I shouldn't just believe I'm saved. I should make sure I'm saved. Just like the Bible says that we should be diligent to make our calling and election sure. I saw the reasons why I should make my calling and election sure. Now we'll be talking to our brethren to know what they picked from that sermon, what they are going home with. I want to know how that sermon has changed their life. So come along with me as we meet our brethren. Shalom. How did this sermon affect you?
Today's service is very okay. I think it's a bit revelation to every one of us that attended it. It will improve our spiritual lives to focus more on God. And we are in a special program now. We are making our elections sure. You know, it's a way of moving ourselves forward to key in the rapture, going back to the Creator, the Alpha, the Omega that brought us to the world. Thank you very much.
I think so many things, but one thing I think mostly from today's sermon is that you shouldn't assume that you are saved, but you confirm it that you are saved. Before now, I used to think like that, but today, someone has really opened my eyes not to assume until you confirm it. So I was really blessed, and I thank God for making me to confirm it.
Preaching, Pastor preached today, just taught me, is make me, my spirit, to have sober reflection and to know where I am falling so that I wake up again in the spirit and serve.
Well, I've learned a lot that righteousness is not by what you think or how you dress or what comes out from your mouth. I believe it's by the word, through faith, we are made whole.
As what I got from the preaching is that I now know that I will not be saved by assumption. As I get to the house, I will try to live a righteous life so that people know that truly I'm saved.
I've been an end time so many years ago, but the message, Pastor, just go to the root of end time message and bring it to. He feed us with a good food. That is the type of message, that is the type of food end time message it needs in this age, in this time. Today's message is so wonderful. Today's service is so wonderful. Both from the beginning of the service to the end of the service, it was so marvelous and so wonderful. I thank God for it.
I caught something in area of serving God that you don't know. You are serving a God that you don't know. As you understand, when you are serving a God that you don't know, you always do something contrary to that God.
That's true.
But when you know that God, you always do something that will please that God. So that is what I catch up in today's sermon.
Actually, like the topic of the sermon says, I assumed salvation and salvation by assumption. Actually, in fact, God opened my eye in another dimension again that made me to see that so many people, even in the end time message, they just want to like assume that they are saved while they are not actually saved. In fact, today God opened my eyes to see that salvation is not by assumption and it can never be by assumption, but salvation is by faith. But the Bible said that with the heart we believe unto salvation, and with mouth we confess unto salvation. So I was really blessed today.
As per the pastor's speech, you know, I now realize that there are some people that are even Christ, that worship Christ, but they don't know Christ. Today, I discovered that the type of people that worship Christ, but they do not know Christ. And the people that worship Christ, I know Christ. And I thank God that I belong to that area.
The area of the...
Yeah, that knows him, yes.
Sure,
and worship him spirit.
Oh,
and,
amen.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We learn new things. Now we know that they are born again Christian by assumption. We know that there are those who have Christ, but they do not recognize Christ. So we are well informed again. And anytime you hear a new word like that, you check yourself. So we have the opportunity of checking our life as Christians, and then knowing where the loopholes are, and then making efforts to correct where these loopholes are. So it was a firebrand service as usual.